In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 11, this is letter number 3416. And this is dated, Baruch Hashem, the 26th day of Nisan, Tavshin Tezvav. And this is a pretty stern sort of letter to seemingly, because the name is not here, but it's seemingly he was a representative of Chabad to a certain country in a certain place, and it seems like the Rebbe wasn't too happy, not with him and with some of the other, how they're not devoting themselves enough properly to what the Rebbe wanted them to do. Let's look inside and we'll see. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letters dated the 9th, the 14th, and the 23rd of Nisan. And also that was attached. For sure, the Rebbe said, you had already received my letter from the past. The Rebbe said, you should reflect what I've written then about the necessity, the great necessity to organize your time and your activities and your service in a proper order. Don't know exactly which the Rebbe is referring to. And he had a position as maybe the head shaliach or something of great importance. And the Rebbe uses a phrase that we find in the Tanakh with regards to King Shaul. When Shmuel was rebuking him, he said to him, "Haloi im koten ato beinecho begoimer." If you hold yourself small in your own eyes, in other words, you don't think that you are so important, so therefore what you do doesn't matter so much. But the Shmuel tells him, you are Rosh Shiftei, you're the king, and what you do does matter. And therefore the Rebbe is basically saying, it doesn't matter how you look at yourself, but your position demands of you to do things in an organized way, as the Rebbe is saying to him. The Rebbe says, why don't you reflect just for a short while on your letterhead? Rebbe uses the word letterhead, gilyon, that you printed, and also on your envelopes. It says that you are the bokoyach, you're the representative for the country, they don't want to give away who it is, of the Chabad movement. So look what it says over there, you are the representative. And what does it mean of the Chabad movement? That means starting from the Alter Rebbe, the author of the Tanya, the Rebbe, the Mittler Rebbe, his son-in-law, the Rebbe says, and the one that came after him, after the son-in-law, and came after him, and I think Beis Aleph stands for Bo Acharov, because a son-in-law would not necessarily mean a Rebbe. And usually it's a son, but this was a son-in-law, so maybe the Beis Aleph stands for came after him, Bo Acharov, the Rebbe the Tzemach Tzedek. So etc., etc., the Rebbe doesn't go through all the Rebbes. So the Rebbe says, the truth is, just one thought, even for a moment, in this matters, would put a dread of fear from the great responsibility. So we have such an awesome responsibility that you're writing on the letter that this is the institution of the Rebbes. But what is our hope? That how do we even step in? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu only asks of us according to our strength. And therefore, from begin with, we have been given the strength to fulfill this mission wholly, fully. We can fulfill it. It's only hinges on my own will and your choice. It's your will and your choice to do what's right and to take the responsibility serious. The Rebbe is telling him, you carry an awesome, great responsibility. Just look at your letterhead, look at your envelope, look who you're representing over here. It's awesome, but you have been given this strength. The Rebbe says, it is brought down, it's known what's brought down in the name of the Rebbe Rashab in the Torah Sholem on Yutes Kislev, that if a person is busy with one subject, and while you're busy, you're thinking about another subject, so that's no good from both sides. It's not good for the matter that you're doing now, and it's not good for the other side. Thinking now, instead of what you're doing now, about something that you will be doing later, isn't helpful for what you need to be doing now, and not for the otherwise. And therefore, the Rebbe says, it's not good in my eyes, the emphasis in your letters about the month of Elul that is coming upon us for the good. He's talking to the Rebbe as something about the month of Elul, which I'm not sure. Maybe he's going to go, he's going to leave there, he's going to go visit, or he's going to, whatever he's writing there. Especially we Jews are believers in the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Every day and day he's going to come. So when Mashiach is going to come to you, so he's not going to wait for Tishrei, for Elul. He's going to come to you now. So Mashiach is going to ask you, what did you occupy yourself in the month of Nisan, Iyar, etc.? So you're going to answer him that you could not occupy yourself properly because you were occupied in your occupation, getting ready to travel. Maybe he's getting ready to travel. So now you're busy because you're going to be traveling in a half a year from now. And therefore, the Rebbe says, because you were so busy, so you did not deal with the present, current matters properly, which the divine supervision specifically put you there to do your work here now, and you're talking about something later on, about traveling in a half a year from now. So the Rebbe says, it's obvious, it's self-understood, that it's not Chabad style and Lubavitch to give Musar, to give rebuke. But it's my hope that notwithstanding all of the debate, the discussions, and the talk till now, for now, in my opinion, we haven't really impacted a change in the Seder, in the orders, the way things need to be done. The Rebbe said, I hadn't succeeded yet, written and said I wanted to be that Seder. In the end, so the Rebbe says, I'm hopeful. It's not that I want to give Musar, but I'm hopeful that in the end, Sof Kol Sof, you will start to do, and there will be a change in action. So if I'm able to accomplish something, then it won't be just rebuke. That will be helping in a joyous way. That's support. We're helping each other. The Rebbe is saying, I'm hopeful. I'm not trying to rebuke you or tell you off or tell you that. I'm trying to hopefully, maybe we can make some change over here. So then this would be, that would be that.
Cafe?
I have, yes. Yes, thank you.
Have you called
No.
Rabbi, what is the...
Basically, the Rebbe said, I'm not giving Musar, I'm just trying to make some difference and accomplish something in a joyful way. So together we should be able to fulfill the command of our sages of blessed memory, Anon Poyele Di Yomama Anon. This is an expression taken from the Talmud. There are, the Rebbe used it in a recent letter. There's a worker that works at nighttime, does the night shift, and there are those that do the day shift. So the day shift is called Poyele Di Yomama. That's workers of the day. But it has a deeper meaning. It's workers to make daylight. In other words, for us, our job is to bring in light into the world. We're not there just like that. We are day workers. Day workers mean impact, bring light to the world. And the Rebbe says, self-understood also, that all the above is not intended just for you personally, also to the other Hasidim that are there. And the difference is, so how come you're the one that is getting the the honors of getting it, this talk, this pep talk? Why is that? It, because the difference is you have Hashem succeeded you, that also your physical livelihood comes through the pipeline of a pleasant spiritual work. In other words, that's your also parnasah, that's your livelihood. As opposed to the other Hasidim, one of them needs to be a shamus. He makes his living because he's a shamus. The second one, saying so, one is a shamus, the other one is a shoichet or a butcher. I heard Skata Bayetz is a, or maybe owns a butcher shop. I don't know exactly. It's either a shoichet or a butcher shop. And the third one is a merchant, physical matters, and sometimes even materialistic. There's a difference. Physical materialism is a grade lower, etc. So the Rebbe says, I'm going to guess that this is a letter. I don't know, maybe I shouldn't guess. I was going to think maybe it's France or something, or I'm not sure. The Rebbe says, I'm hopeful that my lines, these few lines in quantity, should be sufficient to make a actual change, not just promises, and to start in this conduct immediately. We are all guaranteed, and each and every one of us, from my father, the Rebbe, that if you're going to do it, if you're just going to work at it, it's going to be successful. And for grown-up people, the time to play is much less than for young, you know, for children. No time for games. You know, the games you play when you're children. Because you appreciate, you recognize the great privilege that you've been given to fulfill the certain task. So the Rebbe is no stops holds over here. He's taking off the gloves and tells them, guys, you got to get to work. You got to do what's supposed to be doing. No time for play anymore. You're not children anymore. And instead of finding these physical material, you should be happy with the, take responsibility serious. And, you know, just by the way, I know that my father, may he rest in peace, a blessed memory, used to tell me that the Rebbe sometimes referred about my father. He said about him that he has been sort of wasted. My father ended up being a diamond polisher. And the Rebbe sort of said he could have been something in the holy work, you know, Kli Kodesh, be teaching or learning something. And he ended up working, I don't know if diamonds are gashmis or chumris, you know, of polishing. And the Dartan did, but the Rebbe's point is you should get your parnasa, you should try to get parnasa from other ways. Yeah. Hopefully that you can make parnasa. I'm not saying. The Rebbe didn't criticize. The Rebbe was sort of bemoaning, it's a waste of talent, or sort of almost saying, you know, a waste of talent to waste on this when you can be doing, you know, something.